When Walker curtailed collective bargaining for public employees 2 years ago, he left out police and firefighters, saying he was concerned that any walkouts or slowdowns by those employees could weaken public safety. But Walker says in some communities, the pressure of the bargaining crackdown has encouraged police and fire unions to settle for raises or benefit changes close to what other unions are getting. Still, Walker told a Milwaukee forum yesterday that it's possible police and firefighters could someday lose most collective bargaining powers.
It'd be interesting going forward. There are some voices in the legislature talk about that.
Reporters later tried to pin down Walker as to whether he thinks the collective bargaining change will eventually hit police and firefighters.
So you won't propose this? You let others propose it?
Oh, I'm not proposing. I just said per his question was, it's one of those things where he asked, is it likely? I said it would depend on the mood of the legislature, but I think there might be a willingness. The reason I didn't initially put them in was because of that safety concern. I think public employees across the state have seen that the fears that some projected just haven't happened. And so I think that might factor into it. But again, it's not something we're proposing or leading with right now. It's certainly something we'd take a look at if it came out through the legislature.
State Democratic Party spokeswoman Melissa Baldoff says the governor saying he isn't pushing something means little.
Well, there were a lot of things Scott Walker said he wasn't going to push when he ran for governor in 2010, and he ended up pushing those same things. He didn't run on a plan to end collective bargaining rights for public workers, and that's what he did.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.